We've got Cassie Jones with us right now. She is the Cassie's Creations is the company, right?
Chef Cassie's Creations.
And she's with us live right now. And you don't have to whisper. You've got the headsets on.
You could have just said, hey, idiots, this is what it's called.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for this.
This is, do we want to call this Southern food? Home cooking? Soul food?
What? Yes, all of that.
All of the above.
I say I do soul food with a twist.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because it's fried chicken, which is soul food.
Okay.
And then those fried collard greens, so collard greens is soul food.
I'm going to try that in a second.
And I put my little twist on it.
They're incredible. The collard greens are right there with some Louisiana hot sauce. You want to dip that in. Now, you're from Dallas originally, Cassie, right? But now you do your work out down around Cedar Creek, right?
Yes, sir. We live in Eustis. Near Cedar Creek Lake. I still travel back and forth. I still have clients in Dallas. So I cater, and I have a food truck. But we opened a restaurant in Eustis on 175.
Based on what I've tasted so far, it's worth the drive.
Oh, those collard greens. My God. And that you're right about that Louisiana hot sauce. That's not too hot.
Right.
But it's got the perfect tanginess to it.
And then two different kinds of wings here. Tell me about these.
Okay, so the fried chicken wings, so I love sweet and salty. Mm-hmm. So after it comes out, we drizzle this one with a honey pecan glaze.
Oh, yes, you did.
And then, is that the one you about?
Oh, my.
And this one is a buffalo sauce. And so this one is very popular. People love buffalo sauce.
Yes,
You know, they're familiar. Sometimes people don't want to step out of their box and try a new flavor. So we have some, you know, original buffalo sauce here, and we do the honey
pecan.
Making
it right in front of us.
She's drizzling as we speak.
Right.
Putting it on those wings.
Yes.
Where are you located at the fair, first of all?
Okay, so we are outside on the Midway near the Observation Tower. The Observation Tower, some people call it the needle ride.
Mm-hmm.
It
goes
up, spins around really slowly, and comes back down. Our color of our curtains are blue, and I'm by the baby rides, and it's FW25. That's the booth number.
Now, if you're listening, you really need to seek this out, because Chef Cassie...
No, they will not disappoint you, I guarantee it.
No.
Thank you.
How'd you get your start?
I actually changed careers at the age of 40 and went to culinary school.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you do that? Do you just always liked food, the Southern?
I always loved to cook. I've always been in the kitchen. I'm the mommy of five and married at 18, and was telling my daughter, you know, had I gone away to college and stayed in a dorm instead of going to a trade school like I did, today I'd be a chef. And she said, Mama, you can still do it. And I was like, no.
You can be Chef Cassie right now.
Yeah. So I went to culinary school online. And once I finished, I started working as a personal chef. I worked for a family, and then I started catering for them. And one time I catered a party, and a lady came in holding my collard green, and she said, who made this? This is the best fried food I've ever had.
Right here, baby.
You ever thought about being a vendor at the fair? But what I didn't know was she was State Fair royalty. It was Caroline Newport of Newport Concessions.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, I've heard
that name.
She loved my food. And so
the next thing you know, you're here.
I submitted my application, got called in for the tasting, and got in the same year. How hard is that to get in?
Are they very specific about taking certain vendors, food vendors especially?
Absolutely are. Most of the vendors that are here have been here for many, many, many years. Their parents and grandparents did it. Yeah, legacy. And then some of the new vendors, you have to have something new and something different that they don't already have. Even to get a call in for the tasting, you know?
Yeah.
And so some people say they've never heard of anyone getting in, not going on the wait list, you know, but I did it.
And deservedly so. So I'm real quick before we let you go, I'm going to try one more. These are the honey pecan glazed wings. Yes.
And I just took in the collard greens. I haven't had a fried collard green in forever.
This
thing is awesome.
Oh, my mother of God.
I thought he was going to start swearing on there. You're going to get him. He doesn't have a potty mouth.
Oh,
here he is.
Cow. Murder is so good.
There you go.
Thank
All right, Cassie.
You.
Listen, Chef Cassie, thank you so much for stopping by. It's been a lot of fun. And check her out at the State Fair of Texas. Cassie's Creation.
You definitely want to seek this out. Yeah.
And chefcassie.com is my website. And Cassie is spelled C-A-S-S-Y. So chefcassie.com. It's also, so it's the website. My Facebook is Chef Cassie's Creations. And my Instagram is at Chef Cassie.
Good deal.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Look them up.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Awesome.